This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, is currently underway at the Parliament House in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address the meeting. The meetings are traditionally held on Tuesdays during Parliament sessions with an intent to demonstrate complete alliance unity. NDA alliance partners will pass a congratulatory motion during the meeting, honouring Mr. Modi for becoming the longest-serving elected Prime Minister of India. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Andy Burnham on assuming office as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and the UK are bound by shared democratic values and enjoy wide-ranging cooperation across trade, investment, technology, defence and people-to-people relations. He noted that as India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement enters into force this month, the bilateral partnership between the two nations is poised to grow even stronger. The Prime Minister added that he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Burnham to deepen the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership further and advance the shared vision 2035. President Draupadi Murmu will hold talks with the North Macedonian counterpart Gordana Silinoska Tavkovka in Skopje today. President Murmu is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Hristijan Mikoski and Speaker of the Assembly Afrim Gashi and address the Parliament. She will also address the Indian North Macedonia Business Forum. The Central Drugs Standard Control Organization has granted marketing authorization for India's first dengue vaccine, the attenuated dengue vaccine, Qdenga, to strengthen national dengue prevention efforts. This is the first dengue vaccine approved in the country for the prevention of dengue disease. The vaccine is approved for the prevention of dengue in individuals 4 to 60 years of age. The vaccine has already received regulatory approval in 42 countries. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the approval of the country's first dengue vaccine marks an important milestone in India's public health response. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has been selected for this year's prestigious Lok Manya Tilak National Award. The award will be presented on August 1st in Pune on the occasion of 106th death anniversary of Lok Manya Tilak. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Sunetra Pawar will attend the award ceremony. The award comprises a memento, a citation and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees. Ajit Doval has been chosen for his outstanding contribution to strengthening India's national security, counter-terrorism operations, covert missions and border security. More than 118 police personnel sustained injuries yesterday when a protest escalated into violence in New Delhi area. The injured include senior officers of the ranks of Special Commissioner of Police, Joint Commissioner of Police, Additional Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner of Police. In a statement, Delhi police said during the protest, the protesters displayed unruly, aggressive and violent behaviour and despite repeated warnings and lawful directions, they refused to disperse and violated the prohibitory orders in force. Delhi police said the protesters attacked police personnel, vandalised police and other government vehicles and resorted to violence, posing a serious threat to public order. It said the medico-legal examination of the remaining injured police personnel is underway. The police said during the scuffle, around 60 protesters were also reported to get injured. It said around 70 protesters have been detained and appropriate legal action is being initiated and an FIR is being registered under the relevant provisions of the BNS and other applicable laws. Domestic equity markets opened on a flat note this morning as investors remained cautious amid ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, despite a decline in crude oil prices. Sensex opened 58.89 points lower at 77,649, while Nifty fell 22.45 points to 24,216. Sectorally, IT, cement and metal stocks bucked the weak broader trend. Auto and FMCG stocks also traded marginally higher. In hockey, the Indian sub-junior men's and women's teams made a winning start to their respective campaigns at FIH Youth Hockey's Asian Championship 2026 in Muscat, Oman yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.